Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Solomon Michon on the line. He's president over at Oxo Care Cleaners. Solomon, welcome to the show.
Hello, Adam. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right. So excited to today's topic. We're going to talk about some of the expansion of Oxo Care Cleaners and what you've been up to. But before we do that, I want to give the audience a basis for the company in general. Start off by telling us a little bit more about Oxo Care Cleaners, please.
Okay. Oxo Care Cleaners is a dry cleaning franchise. And the reason we call it care cleaning and not dry cleaning is because it's founded on caring, caring about our customers, caring about their clothes, caring about our community, the environment, and our workers. We started in Hollywood, Florida, in 2002. First store opened. What makes us different is that we offer quality. We don't work with the steam presses that normal dry cleaners work with that burn their clothes. What we do is hand ironing, professional hand ironing, of course. We have green, and we've been green since that time. That's before Al Gore started making everything green. So, like I say that we didn't jump on the bandwagon. We are the bandwagon. And we are green not only by the products that we use, which we use something called Green Earth, a solvent that is actually liquid sand. It's not as people say, organic, which it confuses because organic actually means that it's oil based, and we are not oil based. So, and then the way that we do all our equipment, we are electric. We are working right now and trying to get solar power to feed our stores. It's going to take a little longer, but it's working already because it's become more efficient. And we are very technologically advanced from our beginning. We have a 24-hour ATM machine that the customers can retrieve their clothes 24 hours a day. So that that makes us very different from your traditional or your normal dry cleaner.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And so tell us a little bit more about the, this is amazing. I mean, you were doing this way before it was a thing, like the whole go green and all these other things. It's pretty crazy that you started with that so early on.
Yes. We saw that the environment was going to be an issue. And I still have a little bit of my hippie thinking from the 60s.
I love it. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about this expansion. So I'm excited about it now, especially now that we know a little bit more about how you set this up. So tell us, I know you've been in business a long time, but now you're looking at different markets and you're also allowing franchise opportunities. I mean, you got a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, we've grown in Florida, basically mostly in South Florida. In Florida, we have some stores in Texas and up in the Northeast in New Jersey and Connecticut. But we want to replicate what we've done in South Florida, in other states, as we're doing in Texas right now, and looking to do it as well up in the Northeast. We're in New Jersey. We want to hit New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And of course, if there is a franchisor that wants to go in it, we're ready to work with them.
Give us a little bit more of an idea of like how many stores are out there, what you're thinking about in terms of expansion and some other things like that. Give us some of the numbers because there's some people listening right now that are excited. And for one, you have me sold. I'm like, are you in Santa Monica yet? Because I could use a dry cleaning ATM. I love it. Give me my clothes now. I might have forgot to get it and you guys are closed.
Right. We don't have that problem with our customers. Yeah. Actually, we have a few types of ways to do it. We have the single store. We actually have 55 stores in the U.S. and then we have 8 in Indonesia. That's another story. If you have time, I'll tell it to you later. But our stores are, we have the store, which is the single unit, it's a full plant, which can feed, because we also have what we call our drop stores. It can feed one or two drop stores, and then we can make the plant as big as you want, depending on how many drop stores you want to feed. We have certain franchisees who have the single unit and have grown into multi-units by opening their drop stores, which is actually just another store with the ATM machine, and it broadens their productivity because they have another market and where they can feed off the same machines that they have already paid for and working with. So that's the what we call the drop store model. Our stores are approximately $500,000 all in. A drop store is around $150,000, and then it can be a little bit more if you want to be a bigger plant. But that depends on each franchisee. And when I say a little more, it's because you're gonna have more equipment. That's basically it, and a bigger footprint.
Wow. And one more time, because I don't want to assume that everybody caught the first time. What markets are you looking to expand in right now?
Well, right now we're looking into Texas, up in the Northeast, and actually the whole that's where we have accumulated stores. But if there's another state where we can get somebody to be interested in, we're willing to go there as well. We have the people to do it. We have the training. We have the equipment. We have it all.
What are the right type of, what are some of the things that you look for in a franchisor for you? Like, what are the right type of people that are typically a good fit to work with OXXO?
People that have a service-oriented mentality. That's very important for us, and that's why the caring is so important. Most of our franchisees have come in because they do care. When they saw what we do, immediately they hooked up, because it is caring in the sense that the equipment that we use, the green part, and we also rely or we look for a high end customer base, and these are people that you really need to treat with service. This is a service oriented business, and so that's what we look, basically that's what we look for. The person is a hard worker, that we see that they come. A lot of our franchisees are people that come from the business world. They were either had their own businesses, they came from abroad, from here they worked in the stock market. We have a variety of people. And when we interview them, one of my important questions is, and more than the answers, is that I have to see that they really feel that they are customer oriented and care, and that they do care.
Man, that's awesome. So Solomon, if somebody's listening to this and they do want more information on OXXO Clear Cleaners, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can call us at 866 Go to OXXO or OXXO to Go, either one. And we have the website, which is OXXO USA, which is our consumer page, and OXXO Care Cleaners Franchise.com, which is the franchise. But on either one, you can find us.
Fantastic.
OXXOUSA.com.
Fantastic. So, Solomon, it's been awesome having you on the show, and thank you for coming on and sharing more about your background and why you do what you do at OXXO, and also the great franchising opportunity that you're providing to entrepreneurs out there that are interested. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video to know what you thought and what kind of businesses and projects you're working on. And Solomon, thanks again for coming on the show.